They're not going to arrest your girl.
Have you not seen women prisons? If somehow they find out my government and they're like, fuck, we got to arrest this girl, because it may happen. I'm going to walk into prison, you know, do what I got to do. I'm not fighting no bitch. That's not what's going to happen. I'm eat her out.
Looks like you got a lot of pent up frustration there from not, you know, tapping into that LGBTQ part of yourself.
Listen, I feel like we all at some point need to do it, but I'm going to wait.
Why? Why do you feel that way? I'm just curious.
You know, listen, I want to be able to be that old lady, right, on my deathbed with all my great grandkids and be like, yo, your dick still work? If it does, you got to try a little bit of this. You got to try a little bit of that. You know, I got to be the pervert old lady. You know,
you talking about like Daniel Steele type of situation or
so,
what?
So, you know, like fan fictions where like, you know, kids, you know, they have their little blogs or their little, you know, short stories, and it'll be about like Harry Potter, and Harry Potter is with Hermione.
Yeah.
And you know, they have like a kind of twist on like their love story and this and that. But the smut, I mean the sex.
All right, so you're teaching kids, like little kids, like what ages?
Nah. So first off, I can't do little kids. This whole Google Gaga, you know, oh my God, you're so cute. Let's, you know, make a fish. No. Not for me. I like older kids because I like to tell the kids, you know, sit your ass down or I'm gonna beat you, you know, take out my little trunk off, hit the table.
Nice.
So I'm licensed from 7th through 12th grade.
Anything you want the people to know about you before we let you go?
Listen, Jesse just has no filter. I mean, I'm really out here and I got a lot of, you know, a lot of stories.
So how do you feel about probably hosting some Angel Awards podcast moving forward, Jesse?
Listen, I'm excited. You know, let's see what's going to happen. You know, let's see what kind of flavor I can bring to the table.
I think you got a lot of flavor, but I don't want you to be shy. You got to let it all out.
Let me tell you something. Have you not seen
I want
Sunday
the Sunday brunch,
brunch
girl. Yeah, I want the Sunday brunch spicy girl on edge, so on another level.
On another level.
On another
oh, no,
level,
that's going to get me arrested.
Doesn't matter. As long as it's not me getting arrested, it's
as
you.
As long as it's not
good.
You. Yo, let me tell you something.
They're not going to arrest you, your girl.
Have you not seen women prisons?
Yeah, but there's not.
Let me tell you something.
Have you seen the population of women in prison? It's
let
not
me tell you something.
As high as you would think.
If you see how beautiful I am. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna walk into prison, so
oh
automatically gonna make me
the
cockiness. Bitch.
Look at
now,
this.
I already know. I already fucking know what's gonna happen. So this is what I plan to do if I ever, God forbid, because you know how my man always be throwing out my government out there.
Yeah.
So
which,
if
I don't know, that's another discussion for another day.
It is, but you know, like I said, it's just like if somehow they find out my government and they're like, "Fuck, we gotta arrest this girl," because it may happen. I'm going to walk into prison, you know, do what I got to do. I'm not fighting no bitch. That's not what's going to happen. I'm eat her out. I'm going to be like, you know what? I am a bitch. I will be your bitch. I will be the bed bitch. As long as my ass is not getting whooped and this face don't need plastic surgery by the time I get out, I'm happy. I'm ready.
I don't know, man. You may want to wait a little while before you have to do that.
No. You go in, you're going strong.
Yeah.
Right away. Fight within 5 minutes. Yo, I'm going to eat you out. I'm not fighting nobody. Open up your legs.
They're still going to want to fight.
No, they're not. If you do it correctly, because, you know, all females know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
At least, you know, with
you've
the female
clearly
anatomy.
Never been to Rosie's house.
I clearly didn't experiment enough in college. That's really what it is.
Looks like you got a lot of pent-up frustration there from not, you know, tapping into that LGBTQ part of yourself.
Listen, I feel like we all at some point need to do it, but I'm going to wait.
Why?
It's
Why do you
flavorful.
Feel that way? I'm just curious.
You know, well, listen, I want to be able to be that old lady, right, on my deathbed with all my great-grandkids and be like, yo, your dick still work? If it does, you got to try a little bit of this. You got to try a little bit of that. You know, I got to be the pervert old lady.
Okay.
It's just a goal that I have.
Okay. Where does that goal stem from?
I think it just stems from a lot of pent up. it can be a lot of pent up sexual encounters. I don't know. I mean, you know, we all have a story. So,
okay.
You know, we all get out there.
Clearly.
We outside. It's summer. I'm not on the clock. You know, I'm not Miss Perez anymore. I'm Jesse.
Yes, Jesse.
Jesse, be outside. Jesse with the J.
With a
Jesse J.
Jesse J.
There we go.
Is that's what it's going to be? Jesse J?
Jesse J. Let's make it Jesse J.
There was a porno star called Jesse
J's.
Jane, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did she eat pussy?
She sure did.
There you go. See? It comes with the name. You know, there's like the students that I have, and yeah. you know, their name will be like Justin and yeah. all fucking Justin. Ooh, my bad. But all
yeah,
Justins.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta keep the F words to a minimum. Yeah. To a minimum, we gotta have to shut them. The S word you could use, shit, whatever. Freegan, you know. Fuck might come out once, but once you use it more than three times, you get flagged.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, you just three F minimum.
I'm gonna get a fine in the mail. It's gonna be like a $17,000 fine.
Nah, don't worry. We're gonna cover all fines here at the End of the Words podcast. It's in the contract. Don't worry.
It's in the contract, you know.
You're not liable for that.
Don't worry, Jesse. You know, when the fines start like adding up, Angel's gonna be like, yo, Jesse, like either we need to wash your mouth with the holy water or
No, after the first fine, we're going to Rumble. We're going to Rumble. We ain't even wasting it. We're actually on the reason why you're going to be hosting so I could put my stuff on Rumble as well. Like, yeah, you need time for that, man. Mm-hmm. Uploading all those videos, 133 episodes. I mean, I'm only going to do the music ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's about like 35, I guess, 35 to 40. But mm-hmm. that's a lot of work.
No, I get it.
You feel me? So,
I get it.
You know, I need the Boricua with the swag to step in here.
We're
and take
dancing
it
in the
man.
Bodegas. That's what we're doing.
That's it, man. No? Dancing in the bodegas, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, no, we're eating pussy in the bodegas.
Oh,
that's man, what we're doing. Like I said,
bodegas,
just
man. People
Jay.
Buy food there. Similac,
so
like, dang.
You're eating. We all eating.
Then you got the bodega cat watching you. Like, yo, that's mad
awkward.
Oh,
not the bodega cat.
Yes, the bodega cats.
Listen, that bodega cat, I'm telling you, is walking around going to the mechanic cat because yeah. every mechanic shop got a cat just lying there around. So
that's wild, man.
Don't worry, the bodega cat be a hoe too.
Yeah.
We all just be hoes out here. You know what? We're going to embrace the
so
word
So how do you
hoe.
Feel about that situation? Because you know there's a big movement online with dudes is getting after y'all, man. What's up with that? You know what I'm talking about. The Fresh and Fit guys. We got the Andrew Tates. Like, haram.
Oh, man.
Like, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of us guys, we don't think that's cool, man. I'm one of them.
Listen.
Man. What do you think about
you
that?
Don't, listen, there's a lot of men yeah. that, you know, some of them think, you yeah. know, women should be seen, not heard. Then yeah. you got the men that's like, I can never take her home to her mama. This, that, and the next. And yeah. you know what? Listen, I always say this. If you want to be taken seriously, mm-hmm. I will be the best wifey material, best person for your family, this, that, and the next. But when I'm on my single shit, I am on my single shit. There's okay. no stopping me.
Savage.
On my single shit.
Savage.
When I said we outside, we outside. We in the streets.
Hey, I hear
there's
that.
No I'm sorry,
she belongs
I'm this,
to the
I'm
streets.
That. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm not, you live one life. And I'm not going out with regret. I'm going out knowing that I'm going to be that old grandma saying, yo, does your dick still work? And if it does, let's go.
Interesting.
Let's go. You know, I always think about it like this. At the end of the day, you know, when I do take somebody seriously, whatever I've done in the past that, you know, when I'm single, that's none of your concern. That's none of your business. It's yeah. about what I have with you now and what I'm going to have with you in the future. And if you can go on about that and you're a confident man and you know that you're confident and, you know, everything that I did in my past or everything that I did when I was single doesn't bother you, then, you know, it is what
well,
it is.
You do know that the counterpoint to that is if you want, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're a good looking woman, right? So you're going to attract, you know what I'm saying? Men with status. A man, the men are going to say, yo, if you're a man with status, you don't want, you know, skeletons coming out of your wife's closet that are going to affect you running for office or running for a CEO job at a company or running a business and
you're
making moves. Like,
I'm going to be that female that's going to find your skeletons because best you believe if you're going to try to get rid of me because of my skeletons, I'm laying out all your skeletons.
Oh, you're going to go ham.
Oh, yeah. We don't play games out here. Listen.
True Puerto
we
Rican.
We go to protect ourselves and our name and everything behind it. So yeah. if you're going to try to put me on blast, don't think that's going to come and I'm going to stay quiet.
Copy.
You know, what comes around goes around. Karma is a witch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to yeah. say witch because, you know, I know I can't be saying, you know, the B word out here.
I think you can say the B word.
No,
no
I can't say the B word out here.
Okay.
That's terrible. Okay. But, you know, karma comes around. And let me just say something. You know, I think that we've had presidents that's had affairs, you know, there's so many men that are porn stars or that actually do OnlyFans and they don't really get shit for it. So for me, it's just kind of...
I don't know. If you're a man with OnlyFans, that's
listen,
sus,
let me tell you something.
You
actually,
we all, you know, Angel of Words is on OnlyFans too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I was writing romantic novels, like romantic
yeah?
sex stuff. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let's tap into that. Yeah.
Yeah? How did it go?
It didn't go well because I got caught up with the music. All of a sudden, it, yeah.
Music. So I you make like a music type of love story.
Well, you know...
It was like love and basketball. It could be like love and music.
No, I mean, it was called 40 Years and Single.
40 years and say,
yeah. It was about
the guy was like the 40-year-old version.
Yeah, but the opposite, like he gets buns and but he can't find the right one, so he just
that sounds so typical, yeah, Angel. We got to do something. We got to we got to make it smutty. Yeah. Everyone loves a good smut. those like the fan fictions. Yo, those fan. Yeah. Let me tell you something. As a teacher, and I always tell my kids, find a book that speaks to you. You this and the next. But I'm telling you right now, those smut fan fiction stories that like beats any kind of book that you read inside the classroom.
What is that? Could you explain that?
Oh my God.
I don't know the genre, I don't think.
All right, so
you're talking about like Daniel Steele type of situation or
so
what?
So, like fan fictions where like, kids, they have their little blogs or their little, short stories and it'll be about like Harry Potter and Harry Potter is with, Hermione.
Yeah.
And, they have like a kind of twist on like their love story and this and that. But the smut, the sex, because let me tell you something. Those people that read the fan fiction, those people that are, really in like just very like imaginative, they have the best kind of writing because they're just out there. They're really into different kinds of porn. They're into like different kind of like, love languages. And it's amazing compared to books that you read now where it's very basic, where you can kind of predict the end. You can predict, who the killer is, who's, who they're going to fall in love with, what may happen. With those kind of fan fictions and, just the storyline, it can go anywhere. It's not so basic. These are like fans that are really comfortable with their sexuality, that's really comfortable with just, bringing out, Hermione being an alien and using her tentacle to Harry Potter.
Interesting.
It's a thing. Okay. But like the story, like it brings you in like those, those fans that write. I think that they need, a book contract or something because they're really different. It's out there. It gives you a different kind of flavor into, what romance can be, what, a different kind of love language can be. Because, we have, the four typical love language, the words of affirmation, physical touch, and maybe sexual gift giving.
Yeah.
I'm
all about acts of service.
Acts of service. There you go,
That's my love language for real, for real.
But some of these writers, their love language can be all about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, how you can love someone through their healing process, and it's not about what you can do for them just physically, but what you can do for them, in the mind. Mm. That's something I don't think that we ever read about, or kids ever read about.
Never.
How do you love someone with consistency? How do you love someone by just comprehending what they're going through? And I think that with those fan fiction stories, it gives you just such a different, view on, romance, a different view on sex, a different view on communication. And that's why, honestly, I prefer fan fiction more than like a typical book. It's from the heart. Like you can tell, these.
And you could buy this stuff on Amazon or just like underground
No,
shit?
This is like underground, like on the website, like dark web type of shit sometimes. What? Yeah.
I've never been on the dark web, to
you
be honest with you.
You gotta go on the dark web. I had in college, I had a friend.
How do you get on the dark web? Just Google dark web? Like,
no, there's like a certain site that he uses. He had shown me,
don't know how to do it anymore, clearly.
No, he does, because he just got me a book.
But you don't know how to do it.
Oh, no, looking at it. See, this is the type of things that may get me arrested, And like we just said, I'm not trying to go to jail because I don't know.
Okay, one question. Can you show me? Or can you find somebody to show me in the future?
Definitely, my boy will show you.
All right, cool. That's it. We'll leave it there then.
Because
so that way you don't go to jail.
On the dark web, he has hooked me up. Even like the other day, I texted him like, yo, I need this book. I can't find a PDF to this book. I can't find a copy. He was like, give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes, he's like, what's your email? Sends it to me. I'm like, yo, I just got a fucking free book. Like, I'm happy. I'm chilling.
That's what's up. You read on
dark web. I mean, like.
Well, ever so often.
Look, when I have my time, I'll do my reading. But, currently right now with the season, I still got to learn 90 student names. And
oh, man. What's that about? Jeez. All right. So you're teaching kids? Like little kids? Like what ages? Nah.
So first off, I can't do little kids. This whole Google Gaga, oh my God, you're so cute. Let's, make a fish. No, not for me. I like older kids because I like to tell the kids, sit your ass down or I'm going to beat you, take out my little trunk off, hit the table.
Nice.
So I'm licensed from 7th through 12th grade.
Word?
Yeah. 7th through 12th grade. That's,
you're
my
teaching
area.
Kids? That's amazing.
Kids, teens, teens going into young adults.
That's unbelievable.
Honestly,
you look
like
a teenager still.
I know.
That's crazy.
You know how many times like I'm just in the hallway and then it's like, you know, where are you supposed to be? I'm like, I work here. And they're like, oh, right, right, Miss Perez, how are you? Or, you know, what I love is when I start in a new school, I don't ever tell anybody, you know, who I am. I just kind of roam around and all that. The custodians are like, do I want to talk to her and get her number? Or is she a student? Like, I can tell they're like, they're really contemplating, like, who is she? Security guards are like, what are you doing in the building? And I'm like, I work here. I work here. Hi. I blend in so well with my students, you know. You'll just see, like, a crowded hallway and you just hear somebody yelling. You're like, who the fuck is yelling? Oh, it's Miss Perez. She's yelling, you know. You can't even see her. But yeah, no. So a lot of people actually, like, growing up, I wasn't even supposed to be a teacher. Like, that was not my thing. I can't stand kids. You know, for me, just being in a classroom with kids, it's just like, oh my God, you know, I want to smack each and every one of you. Bullying needs to come back. You know, that was me.
Wow, I agree with that, though.
Oh, no, I do agree. Bullying definitely needs to come back. No. I support bullying 100%, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest, because in the real world, motherfuckers are out here bullying you.
They're not,
passive-aggressive
so
bullying.
They're so sensitive. Yeah, oh, man. My God. It's I can't, you know, in the classroom. I mean, I taught summer school this summer, and, you know, I had a bunch of fifth graders, and these fifth graders are evolving. Let me tell you, they are evolving. By the time they get to middle school, I'm a little concerned, but...
How so? What do you mean evolving? How?
They have this thing... Well, okay. You know, I taught a particular population of students, and they were very proud about being racist. And a number of times in my classroom, I'm like, where are you learning this? And they actually said it, like, through their parents or just through, like, experience that their parents or their older siblings went through, that they hate a particular kind of race. And I was like, you guys are... 11, 10, maybe? Like, what do you guys know about being racist and having this kind of hatred? But it's things that they're, like, really just learning. And they're just, you know, like, repeating, reciprocating that kind of hate from the their outside communities into the school community. Hey. And it's sad. It's like, whoa,
yeah,
like...
I don't fuck with that. That's
yeah. Terrible. And yeah. It's like, you guys are really evolving to be, at, you know, just these little assholes. And it's terrible. You know, and I think as a teacher, you know, they put a lot of pressure. Administration puts a lot of pressure on us about forming this community and forming, you know, all these different kind of like open spaces. But I always say, you know, we can't have that kind of community until we fix our own communities. You know, there's no more walking out on the street and the kids are playing on the streets. There's no more kids trying to go for sleepovers or, you know, kids actually like actively trying to be kids. I think that now they're just trying to grow up or they just see... you know, often with their parents or their siblings, the people that they're close to have these really bad encounters and they just develop this hate without realizing that they don't have to have this kind of hate, that they can make a change and they're not seeing it because they're still too young, which is really sad because by the time they get to high school, they're going to be really confused and they're going to have a lot of conflicting feelings towards, you know, the people inside their classrooms. So that's what I'm dealing with right now, unfortunately. But,
my God. I'm telling you, the toughest job is being a teacher in 2023, man.
It's just hard because, you know, the thing is, like, you know, you're not just a teacher. And this is something that, you know, I eventually kind of learned because I always said, like, when I'm going to be a teacher. Well, first things first, I wasn't even supposed to be a teacher. That was not even supposed to be in, you know, my whole, you know, path. You know, I wanted to be mortuary science and deal with the dead people and, you know, embalm bodies. And somehow, some way, you know, I think the universe had a plan for me and, you know, set me to the path of teaching. But I always said, like, when I'm going to be a teacher, I'm not trying to be a friend. I'm just trying to be a teacher. Go in, teach these kids, get out, you know, get my paycheck and leave. But within, like, my first year of teaching, you know, you develop these relationships with these kids where you're like, damn, I can't even just be that teacher. I got to be a nurse. I got to be a mother. I got to be a role model. You know, I got to be a guidance counselor. I got to be, you know, the mediator. And you just find yourselves in all these positions because, you know, you meet these kids with these amazing or these terrible stories. And it's like, how do you just sit there and say, nah, you know, I don't want to deal with you. It's like, you know, your heart really, like, really opens up and you start just getting a different perspective, you know, on these kids. And it's a rewarding job, but it's hard because there's so much that I think the schools, the parents or individuals put on teachers. So, you know, forcing us, we need to do X, Y, and Z. But how are we supposed to get to X, Y, and Z and make this difference and make this change if A, B, and C is being executed the wrong way? You know, what I mean by A, B, and C being executed the wrong way is just simple as having respect. You know, nowadays, you know, I'll have a student curse me out and walk out because they just don't have respect. But then I'll see that they don't even have respect towards their own parents, you know? So it goes with just having respect, having, you know, a community where you feel welcomed, where you can be accepting. A lot of kids don't have that kind of community. You know, even something as home life and their home community. So if you can't have those three bases or those, you know, foundations already executed, already mastered, already, you know, comfortable enough for the student, then how are we supposed to get to X, Y, and Z where we're this one big happy family, but in reality, like, you know, I got John over here who hates Kareem and Kareem over here hates Lillian and they don't really understand why.
That is, you know, it sucks because, it's, I mean, to be honest with you, if we don't have a strong base at home, if there's no nuclear family at home, if there's no accountability at home, if there's no standards at home,
there's no structure.
There's no structure.
And then, you know,
and you got to take the brunt of it.
Exactly.
And then after the teachers, it's society that has to take the brunt of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a mess.
And that's when, like, you really become, like, scared, you know? I remember, you know, I was just driving my car and I just honked my horn because this guy was just, like, just sitting at the red light. And I'm like, no, not sorry. Not the red light, the stop sign. And I'm like, yo, you gonna go? Like, it's been like three Mississippis, you know, we gotta go. I gotta go pee. So, you know, I'm honking my horn, you know, he's flicking me off. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just gonna go around him and all that. So, you know, I'm like looking to make sure I can go. And he's always like, get the hell out your car. I'm gonna mess you up this and next. I don't care if you're a female. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, what's up? You know, yeah. Like, you know, and this is like a young guy, you know, this is not only like an old man, because I would expect that from an old man, you know, someone that loses patience. No, this is like a young, angry man. And I'm like, yo, it's not that serious. You got honked at.
Calm down.
Like, what did you do to your teacher when she said, no, you can't go to the bathroom. You got to throw a chair at me? Like,
yo, nah, it's a mess, man. It's a mess.
You know, I'm finding, and I don't know if you would agree with me, but do you find that individuals are more angry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like there's a lot of people that are angry at the, you know, especially within the 18 to 30 year old age. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I was never that angry. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that you were never that angry?
Because I have friends. I had a purpose. Yeah, no, I have friends. I had purpose. you know, I was a person that I always seeked out culture. I was adventurous. Mm-hmm. I didn't have an issue communicating with folks. You know what I mean? Of the opposite sex or my sex as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I traveled. I have love in my heart. You know what I mean? I grew up, you know, with a good, strong foundation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I cherish my parents. Like, I got a good relationship with them. We have great conversations. I consider them my best friends. I wasn't scared of life.
You know what I mean?
And
maybe...
I play video games. Don't get shit twisted. That's why I don't...
I was also inside.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't be understanding. Like, I would budget my time. Ever since a kid, I would play video games. Mm-hmm. I was throwing tournaments in my house before esports was even a thing. You feel me? I had the whole projects in my crib. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers playing for money, Mario Kart and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but then we would also go play sports. I was part of team sports. I learned team building skills, playing team sports. Mm-hmm. You know, I played baseball, basketball, you know, tennis. I played everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I was just an active individual.
So why do you think that kids are just so angry now, you know?
Because when you spend so much time by yourself in a space on a phone, how are you going to bounce ideas? How are you going to accept somebody's different of opinion? Mm-hmm. How are you going to have any discourse? You feel me?
Well,
then you also probably, like, you don't know how to interact with the opposite sex. So, because you need, like, depending, you know, obviously, whatever sex it is you like, you need affection.
Right. Oh, okay.
You need affection. You need a hug. You know what I mean? You need to make out with a chick. You need to hug on a girl. Or, like, just, you know, even as a female friend, whatever. Right. You need a hug.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need somebody to tell you, damn, you smell good. Like, damn, like, you look good. Or, you know, you shouldn't wear that. Like, that's not you. Or you shouldn't... You know what I'm saying? You need these kind of interactions.
Right. No, I totally
agree. That's why motherfuckers is angry.
But then I feel like, you know, a lot of individuals will say, well, you know, on social media, we have such a wide variety where you can see love and you can see porn and you can see, you know, people going out, you know. So, I mean, would you really blame it on that? Because we can always stay connected. I mean, there's chat rooms.
Yeah, but there's nothing like reality. You got to do this shit in real life, B.
But you know what the thing is?
You can't be like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, first of all, I'm not even an advocate of porn. Like, mm-hmm. I don't fuck with it. Like, to be honest with you.
You don't fuck with porn.
Nah, not at all. Because that desensitizes you. And there's been a lot of, there's been a lot, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like if you're home whacking off all the time, when you're with a woman, you're not going to be able to get off.
Well, listen, I feel like porn's a great thing because there's something as simple as, you know, we can, It can really, like, venture us out. It could push us. It pushes those boundaries of, like, who we are inside. Because I always say a lot of us are very, like, sexually flustered, and that tension really builds up because we are not comfortable enough with our bodies or comfortable with our partners to be like, yo, I want, you know, three girls on me because I need to feel that kind of control, or I need to see that I can pleasure all of them, you know, this, that, or next. Or, you know, or some people are just, you know, I think too afraid to really express themselves, which causes a lot of anger. Yeah. But you really do believe that it's because we're scared.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know if I can say it's because that we're scared. I would say it's probably because
we going live?
Oh, kind of. I mean, I'm trying to, listen, I gotta put this out. Like, I'm gonna show, I gotta make my,
this is an exclusive off-the-cuff AOW situation.
Like, this is Angel and Jesse, and this is what it's about to be. You know, we have a real conversation that I believe individuals need to hear, they need to see. And if they're not able to see that, you know, then how are we really speaking out to our communities? That's always how I see it. See, you know, I don't know. I think that reality does scare a lot of individuals. Because when you really think about it, like, anything you do in life, you're going to get hurt. And when you think about it, it's like, you know, I can go outside, I can walk across the street because I'm just trying to go to the deli and I can get hit by a car.
Yeah.
You know, now I think COVID became a very big thing for individuals to be really scared because now it's like, okay, people aren't clean. You don't know what they're going to get. Even something like meningitis. You know, if you kiss somebody, you're going to have some deadly, you know, bacterial infection. I mean, even like this summer, you know, I was going, let me tell you something. I was teaching from 8 to 12. Then I was heading out to the beach because, like I said, Miss Perez is outside. Yeah. And as I am outside, you know, like every week it was, there was a shark sighted at Robert Moses. Now there's some deadly bacteria in the water. And I'm like, can I just be outside and shake some ass so that by the time I get home to my man, I can cook him dinner like a real housewife. And, you know, I can go, you know, about my day.
Yeah.
you know, but it's, I do agree there's a lot of fear, but I just also think like the reality and even just like that social anxiety. I think a lot of us don't even talk about that anxiousness of having to go into a room and be around people that you don't know.
I get off on that feeling.
You see, but you're
I get
comfortable
off on that feeling.
Because you're comfortable
I love
with
that feeling. I love that nervous feeling before I get into a room full of strangers I don't even know. And I got to show out because Angel of Words is in the
but
building.
It's because you like that attention, right?
I fucking do.
That's why.
I fucking love it.
It's like a rush, right?
It's a rush,
it's like, oh, look at me.
Yo, I love being in a room full of people that fucking want attention. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I love it. I enjoy it.
I don't know. See,
I enjoy it. I love interacting with human beings. I fucking find it extremely fun.
For me, I need someone that's going to have the... If you're going to give me the same energy that I'm giving, because if I'm walking through and be like, let's go, your B is here, like, we going to party.
Yeah.
Let's get it. I'm going to need someone to give me that same energy. If I walk into a room and someone's going to be like... I'm going to be like, all right, never mind. I'm going to sit my ass back down then.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm the same way, though. Like, if the energy's not there, I'm not forcing it either.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good at playing the cut. I just like also, you know what I mean, when there's a lot of great energy in a room as well. Like, I thrive on that as well, you know what I mean?
Do you think that, like, if you're in a room, because, you know, you are older. Mm-hmm. So, as, you know, a man that is older, when you walk into a room, you see, like, a lot of, you know, like, young men, you know, like, you know, a lot of young thugs. Do you think that that can really kind of mess up your energy and, like, how you go about, you know, what you're going to do?
Nah.
Because I know, like, for some people, like, I have some friends where it's like, oh, I don't want to be around, you know, these like 19, 18 year olds because they act so sloppy. But I'm like, yo, they having fun because they don't care.
Yeah.
You care a little bit, which, and I get, you know, there's like that kind of maturity where, you know, you kind of have to watch what you say and do. But sometimes, you know, I kind of envy like the young ones where I'm like, yo, they know how to have fun. And we lost that.
I smile. I smile when I see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I've been in those situations before because one of my production associates, he's 24 years old, living his best life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
As it should be.
So I'm in those rooms occasionally. You feel me? And, you know, I just smile and I'm like, yo, they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hate on the new music. I think that's where we at with it right now. That is what it is. Enjoy it for what it is.
Right.
Like, you know, I love humanity. You know what I mean? I do feel like we do need to develop some more structure, develop some more standards for ourselves. We can't just be going out there savage mode 24/7 either.
Right.
You feel me? Because that's just not it's not conducive to being successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're all over the place.
For you, do you find that you're always networking?
I think I've been always networking since I was a kid in high school, B.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You're just like, yo, I like that money. Yeah. I just got to get out there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just like to network, whether mm-hmm. it be to, you know, for girls, whether it be for money, whether it be for to get into a spot for free.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, like, I always told cats growing up, I'm like, yo, we can get into spots for free. It's just that you cats don't be networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're not out here talking to the people that are making moves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're not being of service to dudes that's valid.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Like, yo, I'll work for you for free. Just let me get into the spot. I bet. Ever since I started Angel
Working
of Words.
Working for free.
No, but you know, as a kid, as a 19-year-old, 18-year-old, you don't got a purpose. You want to mm-hmm. get to a spot. You don't got the guap.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other resource that you got?
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
You feel me?
Yeah.
If you want to have a good time,
mm-hmm.
or you could be at home jerking off to fucking whatever people were jerking off to. I think it was we were downloading shit off of LimeWire back in those days.
What the hell? Do tell our younger audience, what the hell is LimeWire?
LimeWire was a downloading streaming platform, you know?
Yeah.
For free.
For music?
No, for everything.
For everything.
Yeah, for all movies, right. Music, pornography, all types of shit.
Next thing you know, trying to watch a new movie and you see someone start sneezing and you're like, wait, is that part of the movie? And then, you know, you're talking to your friends about the new movie. You know, when John Travolta started sneezing in that scene, they're like, huh? What movie did you see? Got that cheap copy, huh? You exposing
yourself.
You
didn't know what LimeWire was?
No. Listen.
I love that.
I didn't know that shipped meant two people are together. I was like, my students were like, oh, he got shipped with her. And I'm like, hold up, guys. Hold up. What is shipped? And they're like, Miss Perez. And I'm like, no, hold up.
That's a new term, though.
No, it was an old term because I went to my older brother and I'm talking to him. He's like, you didn't know what shipped was? And I'm
shipped?
Like,
I never heard of that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
some other shit right there.
I don't even know. You know, there are times where I'm just like sitting in my room and I'm like, I don't know where we get these slang words. Is it in the music? Because I think I'm updated on the music. So why do I not know these words?
You know, a lot of we're global now, though. A lot of words come out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Depends on the circles that you hang out at. You feel me?
I feel so old.
Yeah. Nah,
you know,
man, you good. You straight, man.
No, I'm not going to lie. I tell everyone, I'm a 62-year-old lady in here.
You're
in the
62-year perverted vieja still?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Let me tell you something. As an old lady, I strive to have my white hair
mm-hmm.
and to just be outside drinking a margarita.
Yeah.
At probably 10 a.m., you know?
Is that your drink of choice?
No. See, like a real woman, I drink whiskey.
Okay.
You know?
As you should. Whiskey's the best, you know?
I love me a good whiskey, you know? Whiskey.
Bourbon, scotch, what do you like?
I like bourbon. I can't okay. do scotch.
No, bourbon's
I don't know
the
what
truth.
Is with scotch.
What's your favorite bourbon?
Oh, man, you know, look, I can go with, fuck. I mean, I do like Maker's Mark. You know, I can do some of that. I do like me a good Jameson.
Okay.
You know, but that's a lot of, you know, cheap shit, you know? We could do like, I think it was Elijah Craig or some shit.
Oh, Elijah Craig. Yeah, that's the cheap shit you're
talking about. Yeah, I was like, damn, you know. Listen, I'm on a teacher's salary, okay? I'm not into the, I don't got that expensive shit yet. When I get there, all right, y'all gonna know. Well, I'm gonna have the little whiskey glass here. I'll show it some nice, you know, what, 150 bottle. When I get there, you know?
Okay, you know, I want to talk about that, though, because y'all need to get paid more. Like, what's going on with that? Like, how do y'all get raises? Do you have to go through a union? How does that even work, yo?
So it's a number of different things.
Because I only say this because I know now that y'all got parents hitting you up on you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
One thing, and the biggest mistake I did was to give out my phone number, because I had two parents call me 11 o'clock at night. Oh, Miss Perez, you know, X, Y, and Z needed help with this, that, and the next. Or can they do this? Or can they have an extension? Yo, my schedule is from 8:30 to like 3:20. You know, I give it up to 3:20. That's when I'm on the clock. Technically, I'm off the clock by 2:50.
Yeah.
But I give that extra half an hour. After that, I don't give two flying Fs if Julio over here doesn't know how to spell, you know, something or he doesn't understand the material. I'm sorry. You know, I'm off the clock. There's just that fine boundary. And even parents, I don't think that's some. And, you know, you have parents that are really involved and I appreciate those parents, but they don't also realize, like, you know, I am also an individual and I have a life and I'm tired.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will never give out my number ever again. That's the worst decision I ever did. Email. But, you know, I don't, it's hard. You know, I think that So with the school system, there's a couple of different ways of getting paid, a couple of different ways of getting a raise. Obviously, it's what kind of degree you have, because nowadays you need a degree for everything, you know? Even to work at McDonald's, you need at least an associate's. So you start teaching with your bachelor's, and to get more money, to get at least an extra $1,000, or even less than that, honestly, maybe like an extra $500. You're going to get your master's if you have a double master's, if you have a plus 30. So it's like a master's and extra 30 credits on nonsense, really. That gives you extra money. So that can range from, you know, 1,000 to maybe 1,200. Then it goes to your doctorates. Not only that, but the position that you have in the school, if you're just a regular teacher, you know, if you're going to be going up to an A, you know, an assistant principal, principal, you know, a superintendent, a director, if you are part of the union, what kind of, you know, leader you are. So it really just kind of depends on, again, your position, how much schooling you have, but also sometimes the schools, because I think a lot of people don't realize is that there is a budget, and a principal is supposed to have, let's say, you know, six teachers a year that they can hire. That has to fit within their budget. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a principal can give you a little extra if needed. If they have money within the budget. But also, you know, with the only good thing I would say about the education system is that there's always room to make money. You know, there's always after school, because a lot of older teachers don't want to, you know, especially when you have a family or you're just older, you've been teaching for so many years, you don't want to do it. But you could teach on the weekends, you could teach at night, you got after school. So there's always some way of making money. It's just, you know, that when you start off, and that's like in any job, when you start off, you're going to be making, you know, the crumbs until you start really making the bread.
Copy.
That's what it is. But yeah,
that's wild, man.
It's just honestly, and I always say like this, I can say a lot about the education system, the DOE, you know, being a teacher in New York. But one thing I will say is that it's a job I really can't complain too much about. Okay. And maybe it is because, you know, I'm not so seasoned in as other teachers. But
that's good to hear, though. You know what
but
I mean?
But it's true.
Yeah,
look,
we don't want people miserable being teachers.
But no, but I always say, listen, I work Monday through Friday. I work 6 hours. I don't even have to do 8 hours like, you know, how other people may have to work an 8-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
I work 6 hours. I got my weekends off. I have my holidays off. I have my summers off. I really can't complain. You know, the job is what it is. Every job's going to have nonsense and bullshit.
Y'all still get paid, though, in the summertime?
Yeah, we get paid during the summertime. Word. It's not extra money. So
yeah, it's regular tip, but damn, you ain't working. That's lit.
But listen, I'm not working, and I still got my paycheck coming. Yeah. You know, it's not that I get paid more. It's that they take a percentage out of my paycheck so that I can continue to get paid in the summer while I'm over here with my margarita on the beach.
Life is good, man.
Life is good. I really can't. That's why I say, like, and even when I've gone to school to be a teacher, and I've always said this, it is an easy class, but it is a very tedious class for the simple fact of we sit in a circle and we complain. We go to school as a teacher to learn how to complain so that by the time we get inside the classroom, all we're doing is complaining. That's what it is. When I went to school for education, we sat in a circle. And we spoke about the DOE, and we spoke about the students, and we spoke about this, and we spoke about that, and we complained, and we complained, and we complained. There was no solution. None of us tried to find a solution. None of us tried to say, well, this is how, you know, classroom management should be, like, you know, or this is what you should be teaching. It was none of that. It was just stories and complaining, stories and complaining. I got my degree in complaining. That's just what I do.
Bonkers, B.
That's really what it is.
That's crazy talk.
That's
what do you
what
teach?
Like.
Just general stuff? Like, what do you have a specific subject that
English.
You teach?
So because
you're an English teacher.
Yeah, English teacher.
Awesome.
I'm an English teacher that doesn't know how to speak English. That's what everybody loves to say. Because they're just like, how is it that you're talking like this and you're an English teacher? I'm like, listen, I'm off the clock. I'm not getting paid to speak the big vocabulary words, okay? But right now, I am tired. I am in my jammies. I got my muumuu on, and I got my drink. Leave me alone.
What's a muumuu?
You don't know what a muumuu is?
No.
Oh, I think it was a thing like it's like a bata or something.
Oh, okay.
You know those things?
I know what a bata is. Yeah.
It's like, you know, listen, that's what grandma used to wear to get pregnant. That's why she got 8 kids,
that's
you know?
That's a fact,
it's that long.
That's how many kids my grandmother actually had. 8, if I'm not mistaken. 8 or 10. She had a lot of them.
It's that long, not sexy at all kind of nightgown.
Oh, no, yeah. You know what I mean? But if they brawl, like, you can still see some. You know what I'm saying?
They're not. not sexy at all, but somehow grandma got pregnant 8 times. Yo, so those things do something.
But think about it. She was pregnant probably for like 12 years in a row.
She was. There's never a time that you have not seen grandma not pregnant.
Yeah, that's but a listen, fact.
It is. But I'm telling you, those moo-moos, like, they know what they're doing. Like, it's doing something. It's
okay,
doing something
so you
right.
Own one. Okay.
I own one, custom- you know? On occasion, you know, when I'm really feeling like I love my man tonight, putting on the moo-moo.
That's dumb funny. So, Jesse, you're going to be hosting over here, man. How do you feel
hosting.
About that, man? How do you feel about that?
Listen, I'm excited, you know? Let's see what kind of flavor I bring, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say I was colonized growing up, so my sazón is still a little watered down, but I'm getting there. So I'm going to bring, you know, as much spice as I can, you know?
That's all right. You got the Puerto Rican juju everywhere, you know, the vibes will come out.
I got my crystal here. Yeah. I got my crystal over there. I'm good. We got crystals here.
Yeah,
so
no, we're good to go. No, you know, the energy's going to be on fleek, man.
Yeah, I'm excited, you know? I'm excited to see, you know, what's going to happen, how we're going to just get out there, and also just how we're going to build community, because I told you, I'm very big on my community and how we're just going to come together, because like we were talking about earlier, I am so nervous about what is going to happen to us, you know, 10 to 15 years down the line. You know, we have too many kids or young adults that are so angry. You know, there's so many, you know, kids that are just throwing out, I'm racist, I'm this, I'm that. They don't even understand why. And, you know, the ideal thing for me is, you know, we build a platform where we can all just come together and be like, yo, you know, that was really hot. You know, let me talk to you about it. You know, really just kind of build, you know, really just bring back that old school style of just, you know, really looking out for one another. You know,
I mean, that's what we do. You know, it's about music. It's about the music business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to actually send some books to you, or you could take these and I'll just rebuy them so that, you know, a little bit, you know, you learn a little bit about the music business so you can get into it. But it's about helping musicians fucking get out there and get their music, you
exactly.
know, try to make the most mm-hmm. of their talent.
Yep.
You know, because there's a lot
that's
of...
That's what they need.
Because, you know, they're going out here and, you know, there's steps that they're missing. And
yeah.
we want to make sure that you're covering all you're crossing your T's and mm-hmm. you're dotting your I's and that, you know, because we want you to be the best musician you can be. You know
exactly.
what I mean? And we're also letting them perform on here for, you know, for social media purposes and for marketing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm ready. I'm ready
yeah,
for it.
So you ready for that?
I'm ready for it. Let's
that's
bring
what's
it.
Up. Yeah, no, and then, you know, you can bring all the sass you want. I'm going to be behind the camera, finally, where I feel the most comfortable.
He's going to be giving me the cue. So if y'all see me like this, like, huh, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's Angel, you know?
We're going to be too, you know, you're going to learn those today after we sign off here. Anything you want the people to know about you before we let you go?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how often that they've seen Sunday Brunch, but...
Yo, by the way, catch Sunday Brunch.
Catch Sunday Brunch on Sundays, you know? You know? From
definitely
12 to 1.
Definitely go get that Sunday Brunch. That shit is official.
Listen, Jesse just has no filter. I mean, I'm really out here and I got a lot of, you know, a lot of stories. A lot of stories. I find myself in a lot of situations where I'm like, this is going to be funny. I got to, like, you know... And I like to put myself into, like, really weird, bad situations because let me tell you something. There's a story that comes out of it, so Jesse always got a story. So be ready for my stories.
Be ready for her stories, guys.
For my stories.
That will be one of the newest hosts hopping on the scene. I will be behind the scenes, a lot going on. So be the Angel of Words podcast hosted by Jesse J in the building. So you already know, keep a lookout for that. Go on, you know, click those links in the description. Start your own dope podcast in just one day. Follow us at Angel of Words ENT. Shout out to all the sponsors, Attitude on 10, OTW Threads, BJS Photography. Special shout out to my dude, Curtis Holmes, who will also be holding it down here. Te quiero Puerto Rico, Santa Isabel.